This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Daryl David, the country gardener, is back this week. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
So one of the things that summer brings is poison ivy. How do we not get poison ivy all over us?
Boy, it's a tough one. But to control it, this is the best time of year. It's July, August, September. Basically, you want to control it now when the leaves are mature, and you want to do it before it turns color in the fall. But I'll tell you, it has great fall color. It's beautiful orange, red. It's a great fall color, and it actually makes a great ground cover if you have lots of land. But most people don't want it in the yard. But the best material and the safest material to use is Cleanup or Roundup. Now, those are trade names, but the chemical name is glyphosate. Does an excellent job, and the key is there's no soil residue. Unlike there's so many brush killers out there on the market, which kills poison ivy, but the problem is it has a residue, and it can last 6, 8, 10 weeks. And if you get a big downpour after you apply it, if you're on a hill, you can wipe out all your existing trees and shrubs and other landscape plants. Now, if you don't want to use chemicals, I get a lot of people don't want to use chemicals. They're always saying they're bad. Cleanup and Roundup are very safe. Like I said, no soil residue. It's a systemic, which means when you spray down the foliage, it's absorbed into the leaves, into the stem, into the root system, and kills it dead. Doesn't affect it any other plants. I've sprayed it under existing trees and shrubs, no problem. But it's some people still don't want to use it. So there are non-chemical ways to control it. Dig it up or pull it up. And I tell people, if you don't want to do it, have your mother-in-law or father-in-law dig it up for you. And then see them, visit them later. But some people get severe rash. I've seen really severe. The other thing to do is keep on cutting it back. Cut it right to the ground. It's going to use up its energy. It'll come up with all new growth. Cut it again if you don't want to spray any chemicals. And if it's growing up a big tree, I've seen trunks 6 to 8 inches thick. And best thing to do is just cut it at the ground level. Yes, it's going to stimulate new shoots, but then hit it with a spray. A lot of people mix up poison ivy with Virginia creeper. Remember, Virginia creeper has 5 leaflets. It's like your hand. It's like 5 fingers. It's got 5 leaflets. Poison ivy has 3. 3 leaves, let it be. And that's the best way. Oh, other things too, if you want to do, I see at the walkway in Poughkeepsie, New York, they have goats. They just hired a bunch of goats, 12 goats, for 12 weeks to eat all the poison ivy. And sheep do a good job, too. So I guess the workers were complaining. They were getting all kinds of rashes, spending all time sick days off. So, but yeah, some people use goats or sheep. And I don't know if you want to hire a goat or sheep for it, but I think it's costing like $8,000 to do it for 12 weeks. And there's a company out of Rhinebeck, New York, that has that business that takes them all over. Last year, I think you had them down at one of the airports trying to get it. But just remember, too, dead poison ivy leaves and stems can still cause a severe rash. I know people cut firewood in the wintertime. They'll cut the firewood and it's got vines on it, big, thick vines, and they come down with severe poison ivy. In fact, my old secretary, she got it real bad. Her and her husband were cutting firewood, and they got it in the wintertime. And the last thing, don't burn piles of dried leaves. I've seen a lot of people get all this brush, put it in piles, and burn it. And guess what? You can get it in your lungs, and that's real itchy. And so there's really not much you can do for it. So, yeah, but poison ivy, it's all over. I don't care where you live in the country. It's every place. And it's big. It can have big, shiny leaves, big, dull leaves. It can be small leaves. I've seen it all kinds of configurations, but it's still poison ivy. It's a tough, tough plant. I'm just itching thinking about it right now. So
yeah. Right. I'm scratching my arm, too. Yeah. And if you do deal with it, if you want to cut it out of the ground, if you will,
right.
dig it up.
Yeah.
You got to wear gloves.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Gloves, long sleeve shirts. And I'd throw the gloves away and the shirt away because it won't come out. The oils, once you get even on the tools, they can last up to a year. And if you have dogs and cats go through it, they can get on their fur and you pet them and then you can get it. Like I said, I've seen people get it real bad. I pulled it when I was a kid. I used to pull it. And then 10 years later, I was pulling this hill up by our camp up near Canada. And I was pulling it. And 10 years later, I got it really bad. I said, that's strange. But your body's always changing. It's a very versatile plant. It can grow, like I said, in sun, shade, good soil, bad soil, rock formations. That's where you see it. It's all over the place. And rocks, like I said, it actually makes a good ground cover as long as you don't have to go near it, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And Daryl David is the country gardener. We appreciate your advice.
You're welcome, Mike.
With the country gardener, Daryl David, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are you stingy? Well, there's a lesson in human nature here, and whether you're stingy or generous, you need to know all about it. Here's the social science of it. When someone is kind to us, we tend to give it back in kind. You buy me lunch today, I'll probably treat you to lunch later on in the week.
Thanks for the Creek Fest last night.
But if a person is cheap in a situation where generosity is expected, it is payback time. If ever a stingy person stiffs us, we never forget, and we penalize them in all interactions.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you've been stingy to a friend, you've put a downward spiral into play. To repair the damage, responding in kind will not work. To redeem yourself, you'll have to be repeatedly overgenerous to compensate for your tight-fistedness. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
For 13 seasons, this small forward was known as much for his trash-talking as for his shooting. He was so deadly from three-point range, it earned him the nickname, the Rifleman.
He'll pull up and shoot a three. Watch it. There it goes. That'll be good. It is the Person Show.
So where is Chuck Person now? Chuck retired and watched his younger brother, Wesley Person, become a three-point threat in his own right. Chuck has spent more than 10 years as an assistant coach with the Kings, Cavs, and Pacers, and in 2011, he joined the L.A. Lakers. Funny seeing such an offensive player become a great defensive coach.
And the one thing about scorers that go to the other side of the ball is they know what to take away from the offensive players.
Nice to see the Rifleman still on target. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.